Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When your mom gives you chicken soup, it's a wisdom of ages, a millennia, because that's how long healers have believed it can treat the common cold. Is this supported by science?
Chickens were domesticated between 7,000 and 10,000 years ago. It's likely the Chinese were the first to suggest chicken soup has medicinal uses and brought it to the West.
Aretaeus, a Greek physician in the 2nd century CE, used boiled chicken to treat respiratory tract disorders. In fact, he gave the first accurate description of asthma.
A more famous reference to chicken soup is from Maimonides, the great Jewish physician who said, "Chicken soup be used as a cure for whatever might ail you, including the common cold and melancholia."
Even with all this history, along with studies that claim it can treat disorders including arthritis, impotence, and asthma, the evidence is scant.
A published study in 2000 showed chicken soup has mild anti-inflammatory effects that inhibit white blood cells. This can relieve cold symptoms since less mucus gets made, but that's speculating.
Studies show inhaling vapors from the soup increase nasal temperature, which loosens mucus secretions and eases congestion. That's also not saying chicken soup has some great therapeutic effect.
But it can't hurt, right? So, in case you want to stock up on Campbell's noodle soup, which no doubt banks on this mom wisdom, since it sold more than 200 million cans in 2013 alone, homemade is undoubtedly better.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.